Speaking of wonderful feelings, probably a wonderful feeling in Foxborough this morning is Josh McDaniels is coming back to the Patriots. Not so much in Indy. What's it mean for both teams? Thor Princiati, the Boston Globe, joining us at 8:05. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Speaking of wonderful feelings, the Eagles Super Bowl parade tomorrow. We're sending Paulie. And I saw two videos in the past 48 hours that I love. One of which, NFL Films doing a great job capturing what is now called, what was called the Philadelphia Special, the Philly Special. And NFL Films caught Nick Foles telling Doug Peterson, "Hey, what do you think? You want to break this thing out?
You want Philly, Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly Special. Ready? Here we go.
That's fantastic. What do you call it? Philly, Paulie? It was Philly, and then he said Philly Special?
No, oh, that was great. I was hoping that in the snap sequence, he was actually going to call out Philly as part of his cadence.
Sold it so well.
That was amazing.
I retweeted the video because you can watch Nick Foles, and he's got to be out of the shotgun formation, but he gets up. He lines everybody up, moves the running back over, and then goes kill.
Yeah.
And comes up and then just fades behind the tackle.
And as soon as the ball snaps, he sort of just eases out towards the flat and then picks it up, and they can't, by then it's too late.
My second favorite video that I saw here in the past 48 hours is my friend John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, videotaping his fiance as Tom Brady's Hail Mary goes up in the air and then her reaction. John Lazor joining us now, brought to you by Cowan Gates. That was pretty good, buddy. That was really, really well. Did she know that you were taping the moment?
No, she was pretty locked in on the game at the moment, so I was just hiding behind the couch and taping it. But I thought the coolest thing about it was how long it took when the clock hit triple zeros for her to recognize that they'd actually won the Super Bowl, because she couldn't believe it. But it was about 10 seconds. I didn't want to break in and ruin the tape by saying, "Hey, you won." But I'm not sure if that was shared by other Eagles fans or not.
Oh, it was. It took me about 10 seconds to then eventually get off the couch and then go mob my daughter. My follow-up question would be, would you have posted this if the bad happened? If Gronk catches that ball and she is broken into shambles on your living room floor, would you still have posted this emotional video?
Have you ever met me, Wes?
Yeah, that's what I figured. It would be up there in probably less time than I saw it actually posted.
Yes, I would have.
All right. Well, yes, Lays' fiance going to the parade. We're sending Paulie to the parade. Many people will be at the parade in Philly tomorrow. Many people are going to be at Castle tonight. Hokies, NC State, you can hear it on 96.1. John Lazor on the call. Sold out, and Buzz Williams not too happy with the effort on Saturday in front of a packed crowd at Castle, and understandably so. He's questioning effort in the first half. He sits down, Gary Plackshear. Lays, it's February. You don't want to hear about lack of effort. You don't want to have guys being sat down. There's got to be a little sense of urgency there in Blacksburg. It's February.
Yeah, there definitely has been over the last couple of days. And it wasn't necessarily the lack of effort or energy. You know, it was just the timing of it and the way that you had been playing coming into that game. It was just very surprising, and particularly with guys that you know and generally are guys that bring energy to the team. So, yeah, I think it was somewhat of a confounding feeling for Coach Williams, and he's gone back to some of the things he was doing over in his first year as coach here when he's, as he said, "I didn't know what to do." So we just went to a practice where you go 5-on-5 and essentially just go at each other and force the opposition to play with defensive intensity. So no, in February, it's not where you want to be necessarily asking those questions. But at the same time, this is a team that seems to be able to go from down to up pretty quickly. And clearly you need to do that tonight in a game that you need to have.
And sometimes we race to superlatives, need to have, got to have, but considering what this team's got left and considering where they have it on the road, I mean, it's safe to say this is a must-win game tonight if you want to get back to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, without it, it's hard to see the path. You know, I was talking last night, and never say never. Obviously, you've pulled some surprises on some teams before, and certainly there are games that you're going to feel like you should and could win the rest of the way, but it's just going to be exceptionally difficult to do. You know, Clemson, you think, oh, that's a team that we should have a great chance of beating, but then you look deeper into it, and that's going to be a tall task. Louisville already, you've played on the road, Duke twice, Virginia on the road. Georgia Tech is not an easy place to play. So, yeah, you know, again, coming into this week or these two home games, you really felt, you would have felt great having won both, but you still would have recognized, had you done that, that there was a tremendous amount of work to do to get back to the tournament. Now, you know, after not succeeding in the first one, you definitely need to get the second one. And as Coach Williams has said all week, NC State is one of the hottest teams, if not in the conference, in the country, or if not in the country, in the conference. And then you start breaking them down, and you go, wow, this team is really a team that's playing well. However, with that said, I do like the Hokies matchup in this game tonight. It's a pressing team that has their success full court defensively. I think the Hokies should be able to have a success against that. They're not an outstanding half-court defensive team. And offensively, I think the Hokies are a team that can keep up with their faster pace. So, yeah, you need it, and I think you're going to get it.
Wes McElroy, John Lazor, Fox Sports 910. John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and they are there for you in any case. And the case in the ACC is Joe Lunardi, Palm, they've got 9 ACC schools. You know Virginia's going to be there. You know Duke. You know North Carolina. But then you get down to where the Hokies are, and there's this interesting mix of NC State and Miami. I can see – the question right now is we can see 9 ACC schools. The question in the middle of February is – who are those 9 ACC schools after Virginia and Duke and North Carolina?
Yeah, it's impossible to say at this point. There's going to be so much that happens over the next 4 weeks. You know, I think you can probably get to 6 at this point. Clemson's going to be there.
Sure.
For sure, I think NC State would be firmly in at the moment at a record of 6-4, and with who they beat. Miami, I think, will eventually play their way there. I think Syracuse will eventually play their way out. Virginia Tech, you know, again, they've got a hard road to get there, but their schedule, you know, this is what people don't factor in, and it's baffling to me each and every year. They don't factor in projected strength of schedule and how that's going to affect RPI. You remember Clemson last year, Wes, when they were like 4-9 in the conference?
Yep.
And their schedule had been so difficult that everyone's like, they're still going to get in just based upon how difficult their schedule is going to be. Well, that's going to be the Hokies this year. They just haven't played that portion of the schedule yet. So, you know, again, it's so difficult to anticipate, especially when you also have things that veer off. You know, look at what Kentucky's doing. They're falling off. That's not helping the Hokies. North Carolina, same thing. And that's happening to other teams throughout. So I one of the things that I understand why we do it, because, you know, we watch it and monitor it too. Are we in? Are we out? Are we in? Are we out? It's just so, it's so meaningless. It's the extension of bracketology to this level of the season. There isn't a whole lot of point to it.
National Signing Day in college football, it is clearly different this year because you had the early signing period in December where about 80% of the hay in the barn for Virginia Tech. It's different. Is it good different or bad different for you as a college football fan?
I think it was good different. You know, it's bad different today, I think, because I'm not as excited about it as I generally would be. Not because we're not going to get who we want to get and all those things, just because it's not the big production. And, you know, we've done a live show the last couple of years on signing day, but we moved that. We already did that in December, and we had our fun then. So it's just kind of, for me, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other as to when you want to do it. I think my only negative from our perspective of the timing of it is the bowl season, and you've kind of already got things going on then, and basketball is ramping up. But what I like about it not being right now for us is, you know, say that it was still when it was, and it was today, I'd probably be over at the Merriman Center right now getting ready for that show, and I wouldn't have my focus on the gigantic basketball game that's tonight. And for this school, you know, with football rules and basketball is trying to get up to that level or trying to become 1A to that big one, I think it's better when you don't take away the spotlight from some of those type events. So just in a one-year one-off, right now, I think it was better when it was, although I think it's going to be a good day for Tech as well on that front. And yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's okay.
Yeah, said 80% of the hay in the barn, not everything done yet. At Lays VT is where you can find John Lazor, and he's brought to you by Cowan Gates. Enjoy the hoops tonight, 9 o'clock on 96.1 FM. And I guess with the fiance out of the house for a couple of days, enjoy the bachelor pad.
She literally just left while I was doing this interview, Wes, like suitcase in hand, and just like, waved at me goodbye for the next 4 days as she goes to Philadelphia for the parade. So
Paulie,
I guess she couldn't wait until the end of this interview to get out of here.
He's going
to
kiss goodbye?
No, it's gone.
Damn, man, the magic's gone. By the way, Paulie's wearing Eagles clothes now for, what are we on, Paulie? Day 16?
Something like that. I think it's 16 straight now.
Your fiance change anything? Is she still like just all Eagles all the time?
I think she had to dress for a real job, Paulie. But she's probably got an Eagles undershirt on.
That's fair.
You kids have fun at the parade tomorrow. Lays, I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Nah, I guess. See you.
John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates.